Today's daf is Chagiga daf Yud Gimel, and we are at the top line of daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph V'Omar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Rav Chaim Doivim. As a Schus Rafur Shalema for Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudas Rechel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rachel, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chayim Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Shashana, Zippora Anael Bas Rachel Nechama, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Eloi Nishmas, Chayim Doiv, Ben Yibadol Chayim Toivim, Rebin Tzion Shalom, Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Shmuel Ben Yamin Ben Yitzchak Aryeh. And today's daf is also being learned as a schus for the zivug of Moshe Mordechai Ben Ethel and Zipporah Perel Bas Devorah Leah. They should be zoicha to build a bayis nevim b'Yisrael. Looking forward to the chasen of Netz Hashem tonight. And on that note, Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. So we're in the middle of discussing the idea that you're not allowed to be doirish b'maisa b'reishis b'shnayim, which the Gemara clarified means that if someone is going to teach the laws of maisa b'reishis, he can't teach it to two people. You can teach it to one person, but you can't do it in any form of public setting. Even a mezumin is too big. You can't teach it to two people. And from there, the Gemara got involved, as you would expect, a little bit in the whole idea of Maisa Bereshis. The Gemara did a deep dive into the first pasuk in the Torah. Bereshis bar lekim es ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz. Number one, shamayim nivretchilo b'shamay b'sa'aretz. Why does it have to say Esa Shemayim ve'Esa Aretz? It says Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ar Vayehi Ar, but then it says on the fourth day Hashem created the Ma'aretz. So we got involved in different inyanim related to Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Gemara then brought Rish Lakish's Memra, who said that the world has seven Rekiyim. So there isn't just one Shemayim, one Rekiyah, but rather there are seven Rekiyim. The Gemara gave them a name, listed the function and exactly what happens in each one of those Zayin Rekiyim. And then at the very end, the Gemara, when it was describing the seventh Rekiyah, so it mentioned that where the seven Rekiyim are, that's where you have the Chayas HaKodesh, the Srofim, the Ifanim. So we're going to pick up on that note. We're now at the very, very top. We're literally by the Mokoim of the Shechina. Obviously, we're discussing things we don't understand, but at the same time, we're learning a Daf Gemara, and L'Sabra Sa'ozen, Chazal gave us some Mishalom, some way to at least touch and feel a little bit what the Gemara is talking about. So on that note, says the Gemara of Amrav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, Oid Rekiyah Echt, Yeish Lomayim Midrash Yechah, is this one more Rekiyah? So just when you think you know everything, seven Rekiyim, there's always an eighth. There's always Bayoyim Hashmini. There's always the Lamaila from the seven. And when it comes to the Rekiyim, we also have that. We have the seven, but on top of the seven, there's one more Rekiyah. And that Rekiyah is on top even of the Rosh Yachayas. How do you know that, Tichsev? It's learned out from a pasuk, Udmus al Rosh Hachaya Rekiyah, Kein hakerach hanoira notoy al roshaya mil milo. So on top of the Rosh Hachaya, there was another Rekiyah, says the Gemara. Atkan, up until the seven or even this eighth Rekiyah, yesh lecha reshus l'dabar, you're allowed to even talk about it. We can do what we're doing right now, learn Gemaras that we don't understand, but mikan ve'elach. But beyond that, in lecha reshus l'dabar, that you're not even allowed to talk about anymore. And that's really begedah what the Mishnah says, that a person is not allowed to discuss malam mala. Malam mala means on top of what? Not on top of you, but it means on top of the first Rekiyah, the seventh Rekiyah, the seventh Rekiyah. Then there's another Rekiyah that's on top of the seven Rekiyim. On top of that, already you're not allowed to discuss. Shekein Kosov B'Sefer Ben Sira. And the Gemara brings a source for this. And the source is an interesting source. It's the book of Ben Sira. Now, what exactly was the book of Ben Sira? This is something we've delved into several times over the years. It's something that's going to come up again in the coming Daffin. So for now, we're going to kick the can down the road, and we're going to maybe talk about Ben Sira in the coming Daffin. The coming Daffin are just so loaded, so it's hard to make any promises. But for now, there was a Sefer called Ben Sira, and in the Sefer Ben Sira it says the following, something that's hidden from you, don't delve into. Something that's covered from you, try not to analyze it and investigate it too much. Something that you're allowed to know that you should be mispoinein. Ein locha esik bin estaris, but you're not allowed to have anything to do in estaris. So it's actually interesting, that line of ein li esik bin estaris, ein locha esik bin estaris, comes from Ben Sira. Zok the Gemara Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, mat shuva has shivasoi baskol oisir rasha. What was the response that the baskol gave to oisir rasha b'shasha amar at the time that he said, el abom seyov, adam ila elyon? So there was an oisir rasha who said, ele al bumseyam, I am going to climb and ascend the mountains. Adam ala elyon, I'm going to be literally like a deity. Now the Gemara doesn't name the Rasha, just refers to him as Oisir Rasha, but as we're going to see, it was Nebuchadnezzar. And when he said this, that I'm going to somehow scale the world and go up to the Rekiyim, Adam ala elyon, I'm literally going to be Kavi Yochel. Yotzah Zabaskal, Zabaskal came out and told him the following. For Amr Loi, Rasha, Ben Rasha, Ben Benoy Shal Nimrod Rasha. You're a Rasha, the son of a Rasha, you're the inical of Nimrod Rasha. Shehimit Kaloilam Kulayala Ben Malchusa, who caused the entire world to rebel against him. So what did the Baskol say? The psicha was, you're a Rasha, the son of a Rasha, you're Ben Benoy of a Rasha. Which Rasha? Nimrod Rasha. So Tosfos says, sounds like the Nebuchadnezzar's Yichas Bricht traced himself back all the way to Nimrod. Tosfos says it's a mistake. He really wasn't an inical of Nimrod. So why are we referring to him as a Ben Benoy Shal Nimrod? Because even though he wasn't biologically a grandchild, but he had his genetic makeup. He was Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oise Inyan. So the Gemara says, the Baskel said as following. Nebuchadnezzar, really? Adam El Elyon? I'm going to go up to Shemayim. Let's do a little bit of math. Take an envelope, flip it around. Let's see if we can work this through. How long does a person live? Shivim Shana, 70 years. If he's strong, Shemayim Shana. Okay, follow him in Aretz al the Rekiyah Mahalach Hamesh Meir Shana. He said to go from the Aretz until the Rekiyah would take 500 years. For Avyeshel Rekiyah, the thickness, meaning just to scale the actual Rekiyah, would be another Mahalach Hamesh Meir Shana, another 500 years. Ubein Kol Rekiyah V'Rekiyah, between each Rekiyah, and we know there are seven or even eight, L'mayla Meir is another 500 years. L'mayla Meir, on top of the Rekiyah, is the Chayos HaKodesh. Ragli HaChayos, the feet of the Chayos, Keneged Kulam, would take, you know how much time to go? Not just 500 years, but the way some explain it, it would be Keneged Kulam. So do all the math, all the 500 years that we had up until this point, add it up together, that's how long it would take just to scale the raglayim, the feet of the Chayos HaKodesh. Karsulei HaChayos, the ankles of the Chayos, is Keneged Kulam, is the equivalent to that. So take everything up until the raglayim, add on that the raglayim, that's how much just the ankles are. Shukei HaChayos, the lower part of the feet, is Keneged Kulam. Ruchuvei HaChayos, the middle part of the knees, is Keneged Kulam. Yarchei HaChayos, the upper part of the knees, is Keneged Kulam. Gufei HaChayos, the guf of the Chayos, Keneged Kulam. Tzavari HaChayos, the neck of the Chayos, Keneged Kulam. Roshei HaChayos, the head, is Keneged Kulam. Karnei HaChayos, the horns of the Chayos, literally, Keneged Kulam. L'mayla mehev, and then on top of that, if you're able to make it all, that's millions of years at this point, Kisei HaKavod, you finally get to the Kisei HaKavod, Ragli Kisei HaKavod, just the feet of the Kisei HaKavod is Keneged Kulam. Kisei HaKavod itself is Keneged Kulam. And then Melech Kel Chai V'Kayin Rom V'Nisa Shoichin Aleim. On top of that, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Va'ata Amarta and Yunavu Chanetzar said, Ela al Bamseyav Adam ala Elyon. Really? You're going to live maximum 70, 80 years. It takes you 500 years just to even think about it. It's impossible for you to come even close. And this is something you think that you're able to do. So the Navi continues and says, Nebuchadnezzar, not only are you not going to be able to come all the way to the Rekiyah, but you know where you're going to end up? Ach el sha'ol toiret. You're going to end up going not up, down, not north. You'll be traveling south, and you're going to go into the sha'ol el yarkis ebur, into the depths of a pit. With that, we conclude the portion of the daf that talks about Maisa Bereshis. And now we go, Me'inyin Le'inyin, very much Ba'oseo Inyin. That is from Maisa Bereshis to Maisa Merkava. So if we don't really understand Maisa Bereshis, obviously we're not really going to understand Maisa Merkava. The Mishnah has been talking about different Sisrei Torah. In Darshan Ba'arayos, B'shloisha, The Gemara said, Sisrei Arayas. V'loi b'maisa b'reishas b'shnayim. It means all the soidos. K'lun chumash rashi parashas b'reishas. But it means the soidos of maisa b'reishas. That's not something you can teach even to two people. V'loi b'merkava, when it comes to the merkava, even b'yachid, you can't even teach it to one person. Elim kein hoya chacham u'mevim midaitai. Meaning, you can't have like a training group where you teach people how to understand maisa merkava. If there's someone who on his own was able to achieve a level of havana in maisa merkava, b'seidah, then you can learn with him about the maisa merkava. But unless the person is chacham u'mevim mi atzma, if he's a person that can't understand it by himself, then the halach is you wouldn't be able to teach it to him at all. Now, what exactly is maisa merkava? So the short answer is we don't know. Stating that, as we're going to see, the psukim that discuss the maisa merkava are psukim in the first perek of Sefer Yecheskel. So Sefer Yecheskel had incredible visions. In fact, Chazal say, Rasa Shivcha Bayom, Mashaloi Ra Yecheskel Bambuzi Me'olam. So when Chazal wanted to bring out what even the Shivcha saw at Kriyas Yamsov, the incredible Giluyim of the Yamsov, who did they compare it to? To Yecheskel Bambuzi. As if to say Yecheskel Bambuzi saw the Shpitz, So Yecheskel had incredible nevuas. The Shpitz, the climax of all the nevuas of Yecheskel, is the nevuah of the Maisa Merkava. Now, literally, a Merkava is a chariot, and it describes Kaviyachol, describes the Shechina, and that's why it's off limits. That's why it's something that person is not allowed to learn, because it really gets involved in different inyanim of Kutche Berichu, and this is something that, unless a person's Chacham U'mevin, he's not allowed to learn. And throughout Chazal and Teresh Baal Peh, Maisa Merkava goes down as being the symbol of the soidus of the soidus. We learned the Gemara not so long ago together. Sukkot Av Chav Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the cut in Shebekulon. He was the smallest of all Hillel Azakin's Talmidim. And the Gemara said he knew everything. He knew Davar Gadol and Davar Katan. Davar Katan is the Havayis of Abaye Verava. He knew all the Ibayalus. He knew Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi. That was the Davar Katan. What was the Davar Gadol? Maisim Merkava. So Maisim Merkava goes down as the epitome of Davar Gadol. Our Gemara is going to touch a little bit on the whole concept of Maaser Merkava. So the Mishnah said, V'leibim Merkava B'yachet, Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya taught a brice that said that even though you're not allowed to teach Maaser Merkava, Avo Moistrin Lei Rashi Prakim. However, you are allowed to give over Rashi Prakim. So you can't really get into it, but Rashi Prakim that yet. Amar Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir said, Ey Moistrin Rashi Prakim, you're not allowed to give over Rashi Prakim, Elul Av Besin, only to the Av Besin, which is interesting, U'lechol Misha Liboy Doyek Bekirboy, or to any person whose libay is dayik bekirbay. He's worried inside of him. So what does it mean he's libay dayik bekirbay? So Rashi says, quote, ve'enay mekel es roishay. So we know what kalas roish is. At least conceptually, we know what it is. So libay dayik bekirbay sounds like he's the inverse. He's the antithesis of kalas roish. So this is someone that not only doesn't have kalas roish, but he's just the opposite. He's libay dayik bekirbay. He's an ernst person. So this is the type of person that you're allowed to give over, said Reb Zeira, the Rashi Prakim. Meaning Reb Chiya said that even though you're not allowed to teach the Maaser Merkava only to a person's Chacham Eiv and Bilak, but you could give over the Rashi Prakim. So Reb Zeira said, even Rashi Prakim, you can't just give to anybody. You have to read the fine print. You can give it over to the Av Bez, then, or to someone that's Liba Daik Bekirbay. Ikadami, some said over Reb Zeira a little bit differently. The Husha Liba Daik Bekirbay. Reb Zeira wasn't saying choice A, choice B. He was saying you have to have both. You have to be someone that's A, an Av Bezdin, B, also someone that's Libay Dayak Bekirbay. Amar Rabbami said, Ey, Moisin Sisri Torah. You're not allowed to give over Sisri Torah. Elo, Lemisha Yesh, Bay Chamisha Dvar. Someone that has the following five Milos. And that is the five attributes that are mentioned in Yeshaya Paragimel. Sar Chamishin, Unasui Panim, Viyoyetz, V'chacham Charoshim, Unavoyim Lachash. So what are these things? Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain it, so we'll wait until the Gemara explains it, which is going to be in tomorrow's daf. But Rav Ami said, again, you can't just give over Sisrei Torah to anybody. Someone would have to have these five miles. Rav Ami said, Ey, Moisim Divi Torah Levi Kecham, you're not allowed to teach Torah to Levi Kechamim, Shenemar, Lai'asa Chein L'chol Goy, U'mishpatim Bal Yedom. Mishpatim Bal Yedom. You're not allowed to teach Torah to an Oivet Kechamim. Incidentally, Tosfos here asks a very famous kasha. He brings a kasha in the name of Rabbi Chanan, One of the Bali Toisvis, the Rabbi Chanan asked that why do you need a special pasuk to teach me that you're not allowed to teach Torah to an Ovid Kechavin? The Gemara says that a guy that learns Torah is Chayiv Misa. So if a guy that learns Torah is Chayiv Misa, that means if you would teach a guy Torah, you'll be over lifnei iver loy sitein michsha, you'll be teaching an Ovid Kechavin Torah. You're being machshol him in an Avera. And don't tell me that there's no lifnei iver loy sitein michsha when it comes to an Oved Kechavim, because that's the first sugya in Masechtes Avodah Zarah, where very much it's mavur that there is halacha lifnei iver loisitein michshol, even when it comes to an Oved Kechavim. So Tosfos asks a very famous and a very gishmak akasha. Why do we need a special pasuk u'mishpatim ba'yadam to tell me that an Oved Kechavim is someone that you're not allowed to teach Torah to? Typically, Oved Kechavim that learns Torah is chayiv misa. And if you're going to teach the Oved Kechavim Torah, it's going to come out, you're over lifnei iver loisitein michshol. Another thing that's just worth mentioning is on the idea of u'mishpatim ba'yadam. So the Gemara is using it as a halacha. U'mishpatim ba'yadam, you're not allowed to teach Torah to an Ovid Kechavim. But the truth is, there's another idea in u'mishpatim ba'yadam that the Svarim talk about, and that is that a Yid has a special ability to understand Torah. And you could have an Eini Yehudi, and it could be a Chacham Arazim. But at the same time, if he's not someone that's a Yehudi, he's limited in terms of his ability to understand Torah. And the reason is because Torah is not just a Chachma, but Torah is a rice of a Kutcha Berich Uchad. That's why we call the Torah HaKadosha, because it's a Dover Kaddish, and it transcends the physical qualities that one, that Chachmas possess, and the way to acquire it transcend the ways that one would acquire some physical knowledge. So therefore, a Yid, who is a Kaddish, who's Gemalit, someone that is has a neshama, which is a chelik alikami mal, that's a person that's able to understand Torah. But when it comes to the Ovid Kechavim, there's an idea in the Svarim of u'mishpatim bal yedoyim, not just an isser, like Rav Ami said in Chagiga Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, but also a metzias, u'mishpatim bal yedoyim. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan l'Rabbi Elazar. So on that note, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Elazar, ta agmerach b'maisa merkava. So Rabbi Yochanan tells his Talmud, Rabbi Elazar, after Reish Lakish, we've said Rabbi Elazar is probably in the running for the next most famous Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan tells his Talmud, Rabbi Elazar, he says, come, let me teach you my Maaseh Merkava. Only, so he told him, like Kashoy, I'm not old enough. Kikosh, when he got older, noch nafshid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't alive anymore. So only Rav Asi told him, says, I know the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan is not alive anymore. He can't teach you Maaseh Merkava. When he wanted to, you weren't old enough. Now you are. Come, v'ag merach Maaseh Merkava. Let me teach you. Amalei told him, Izak koi, if I would have been worthy, gamirtim Rabbi Yochanan rabach. I would have learned already from Rabbi Yochanan. Obviously, it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't destined. It seems Rabbi Elazar didn't want to learn Maaseh Merkava. And the truth is, there is this Gemara would seem to be a little bit of a precedent to an idea when it comes, not to Maaseh Merkava, but when it comes to Kabbalah in general and Sisrei Torah, there were those that to the contrary, they very much wanted to learn Kabbalah, but there's also Mekairis, the people that, fakir, they were afraid to learn Kabbalah, or they felt maybe they weren't worthy to learn Kabbalah, but certainly they ran away from learning Kabbalah. In this Gemara, you see it. Rabbi Yochanan wants to teach Rabbi Elazar Maaseh Merkava. Rav Asi wants to teach Rabbi Elazar Maaseh Merkava. And Rabbi Elazar fakert, he's somehow finagling his way, so he shouldn't learn Maaseh Merkava. You see, these two ideas, these conflicting perspectives as it relates to Kabbalah. Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, have a gaber Maaseh Merkava. Rabbi Yosef knew Maaseh Merkava. Sabi the Pumbedisa. So the elders of Pumbedisa have a ton of Maaseh Bereishis. They knew Maaseh Bereishis. Amrule. So they went to Rabbi Yosef, the Sami the Pumbedisa, and they told him, Ligmar lon mar Maaseh Merkava. Could you teach us Maaseh Merkava? Amalusa, he told him, Agmarli Maaseh Bereishis, I'll barter with you. You teach me Maaseh Bereishis, I'll teach you Maaseh Merkava. So the Gemara says, they listen, no problem. So they taught Rabbi Yosef Maaseh Bereishis. Basad Agmon, after they taught him Maaseh Bereishis, Amrulei, they told him, okay, Likron Mar Maaseh Merkava, now it's your turn. Meaning, we did what we were supposed to do, now it's time for you to do what you're supposed to do. Can you please teach us Maaseh Merkava? Amrulei, he told him, I'm not. Tanina, Bahu, Dvash, V'cholov, Tachas, L'shoinech. There's a pasuk that says that if you have dvash, honey, and milk underneath your tongue, okay, what does it mean? Dvarim ha-mesukim edvash v'chalav. If you have something that's so sweet, you tachas l'shoinich, you should keep it underneath your tongue. Rabbi Vo, Amar Mehach, Rabbi Vo, said that Rabbi Yosef quoted a different pasuk. The pasuk says, kvasim lilvu shecha. What he meant to say was, dvarim sheheim, kvasim means sheep. But dvarim sheheim kivshoinish shaladam, you lashin secrets. Yiyu tachas lilvu shecha, they should be underneath your clothing, meaning you should keep it close to the vest. So, Rabbi Yosef knows Maaseh Merkava. The Sabi the Pumbedisa, they know Maaseh Bereishis. Rabbi Yosef wanted to know Maaseh Bereishis. The Sabi the Pumbedisa wanted to know Maaseh Merkava. So they met. It was a good shidduch. They said, we'll barter. You teach us Maaseh Merkava,
We'll teach you Maaseh Bereishis. So they teach him Maaseh Bereishis. They keep their end of the bargain. And then Rabbi Yosef tells him, I'm sorry. I appreciate what you did. It's very nice of you. And I really know Maaseh Bereishis now and have a lot of gratitude. But at the same time, he starts quoting Psukim. Tvash v'cholof tachas l'shoynech, kvasim l'vushecha. I am not teaching you Maaseh Merkava. And really, it's very hard to walk away from this Gemara without being very, very taken aback. Because it doesn't look like Rabbi Yosef was handling Erlich. What do you mean? They had a deal. He told him, I'll teach it to you. In the exchange of you teaching it back in l'chura. This was something that was supposed to happen. So if we have time after the daf, we'll mention a ha'ara. Not surprisingly, from Reb Ruvim Margolis to understand Pashup Shan in this Gemara. But either way, Zokta Gemara Vaita. So again, we're dealing with the idea of the Maaseh Merkava. Now the Gemara is going to drill down a little bit more in terms of the specifics. The Gemara says, so after Rabbi Yosef had this exchange with the Sabi de Pompadisa, still in the middle of the story, so they told him, Tanina Bahu, they said, Rabbi Yosef, I'll tell you the truth, we already learned part of it. What did we learn? Ad vayomer Eloi ben Adam. We learned the first parak of Sefer Yecheskel. We got up to Yecheskel parak beis pasuk aleph. Amalusi told him, oh, you got up to Yecheskel parak beis pasuk aleph? Says, then you don't need me. Hein, Maaseh Merkava. That means you already learned the Maaseh Merkava. Meaning the Maaseh Merkava is the first parak of Yecheskel. And if you learned already the first parak in Yecheskel, you're good. Now, there's a very important Rashi in terms of understanding Pashup Shana and the Gemara. Rashi says, Dibra Maschel, hein, Maaseh Merkava. So again, we paused a little prematurely. So the story was, Rabbi Yosef knew Maaseh Merkava, there were some Pumbedisa that knew the Maaseh Bereishis. They decide they're going to barter. So the Sabbath of Pumbedisa teach Rabbi Yosef the Maaseh Bereishis. Then they tell Rabbi Yosef, okay, teach us now the Maaseh Merkava. And Rabbi Yosef says, I'm sorry, I'm not teaching it to you. Then they said, okay, Rabbi Yosef, I mean, I don't understand, but okay. But you should know, we already learned the first parak in Sefer Yecheskel. You learned the first parak in Sefer Yecheskel? No. Hey, Maaseh Merkava, so you're good. You already learned the Maaseh Merkava. So what does this mean? Zok Rashi. Im ad kan shonisem, if you already learned up until the end of the first parak in Yecheskel, you're holding parak beis pasuk aleph, shon harbe shonisem. That means you learned a lot. Sheshnei mikrois halalu. Because the two psukim at the end of the first parak, the first begins Vo'ere Ke'in Chashmal. The second one begins Kemare Hakeshes. Those two psukim, Heim Shek Pidu Aleim Chachamim Iladarshan. Those are the Maaseh Merkava. That's what Chazal is talking about when they talk about Ein Darshan and Maaseh Merkava. Sheheim Medabrim Betzuras HaShchina. Because those are the psukim that talk about the Tzura of the Shechina, Umareu, and the way the Shechina looks. And those are the things that obviously you can't even think about, you can't look at, you can't learn. And that's what Chazal was worried about. But either way, that's what Rabbi Yosef told him. So he told him, if you learned the first parak, but specifically, that's this Rashi, the last two psukim, it sounds like that's where it's at, the last two psukim of the first parak of Maaseh Merkava, hein Maaseh Merkava. So the Gemara says, is that true? Is the Maaseh Merkava that Chazal talked about, in Darshan b'Maaseh Merkava b'Yachid, the last two psukim of the first parak of Sefer Yecheskel, Meisvei, Ad Heicha Maaseh Merkava, a Braisa, the Braisa says, up until where is the Maaseh Merkava? Rabbi Yomi Rabbi says, Ad Vo'era, until the Pasuk of Zayin, till the second to last Pasuk, until Va'era Ke'in Chashma, Basra, the second Va'era, I mean, there's two Pesukim in the first parak of Yecheskel that begin with the word Va'era, he said it's the second Va'era. Rabbi Yitzchok said, Ada Chashma. You could say the word Va'era, you could say Ke'in, those words you can dash, but Chashma, that third word in the second to last Pasuk, you have to stop. Either way, what do you see from here? You see that those last two Pesukim are not the Maaseh Merkava. Rabbi Yosef said, if you learned the first parak, you got up the parak based pasuk aleph, you learned the merkava. And the way Rashi explains it, it means the last two psukim of the first parak, the pasuk of Va'era, Ke'ina Chashmal, and then the pasuk of Maria Keshes, those are the psukim of Maaseh Merkava. Here you have a braisa that says just the opposite, that those psukim are already beyond the merkava. Ad Heicha Maaseh Merkava, Ad Va'era Basra, Ad Chashmal, which by the way means you can't even learn those things. No one. Even if you're a chacham or mevim midaita, but the point is, it's not the Maaseh Merkava. That's the kasha. So the Gemara says two terutzim. One terutz is ad va'era magmerina. What the Braisa means to say is up until va'era you're allowed to learn. Mikan va'elach masrina rashi prakim. Really, the last two psukim you are allowed to learn, and the last two psukim are part of the Maaseh Merkava. What it means then in the Braisa that you can only go up until there you can really go into it. Beyond that, rashi prakim. I mean, some say ad va'era masrina rashi prakim. Just the opposite. Up until va'era you can teach masrina prakim. Mikan va'elach from that point on, if you're a chacham mevim midaita, then you can teach it him entirely. But either way, that those two psukim are included in the Maaseh Merkava that a person is allowed to learn. Says the Gemara, is that true? It sounds like you're allowed to learn the word chashmal. third word of the second to last pasuk. Vahu yenuka, there was a child. The darash b'chashmal, he darshened the word chashmal. The nafka nura v'achlase, and then a fire emerged from chashmal and v'achlase, and it consumed them. So chashmal means fire of some sort, and fire came from chashmal. So you see, you can't even darshen the word chashmal at all. No, he was a yukin, he was a child, he was too young. Just like we had Rabbi Lazar, he said he was too young to learn Merkava. So there's an age at which point you're allowed to learn it, but up until that age you can't. So this yunuka was too young, and that's why it was a problem. Zok to Gemara. On the topic of Sefer Yecheskel, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Brom Zohar Oysa Ish Latoy V'Chananya Ben Chizki Yishamay. There was a certain person that Zohar Latoy. His name was Chananya Ben Chizki. Molihuk, were it not for him, Sefer Yecheskel would have been hidden, and the reason is Shayu Dvarav Soitzrin Devrei Torah. Not because of the Merkava, but there are psukim in Sefer Yecheskel that would seem to contradict psukim in the Torah. The Gemara talks about this in Menachos Mem. Hey, there's often psukim in Yecheskel that seem to contradict often psukim in the Torah. And because of that, based on the fact that the Torah of Iksav seems to be very, very misleading, the Chachamim wanted to hide Sefer Yecheskel. Me'asa, what did Chananya ben Chizkiya do? He took 300 barrels of oil. He sat in an attic. And he darshened all these psukim to be miyash of all these kashas. By the way, that attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya is one of the most famous attics of all time. A-T-T-I-C-S. Attics of all time. And the reason is because it was in that attic that the Yud Ches Dvarim were instituted. The Gemara says there were Talmidim of Shammai, and there were Talmidim of Hillel, and they voted on a whole bunch of different inyanim, areas of halacha, very important areas of halacha, contemporary areas of halacha also, and they went and they discussed this, and they ended up voting in favor of Beis Shammai, and these were the Yud Ches Dvarim, and it happened where? In the Aliyah, in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garin. Zok, the Gemara, Tana Rabban, another bright. It was a story about a young child, and he was learning in his Rebbe's yeshiva, in his house, Sefer Yecheskel, Vayomeven b'chashmal, and he understood chashmal, and he was darshening, understanding chashmal, v'yotze eish b'chashmal, and a fire emerged from chashmal, u'sarfas, and he burnt him. U'bikshul, the Sefer Yecheskel, because of this, they wanted again burn Sefer Yecheskel. Omelam, Chananya ben Chizkiya, Chananya ben Chizkiya, who's the great champion of Sefer Yecheskel, right? He's reconciling all the psukim. This is a whole other story. This is related to the Merkava. He said, if this child is a chacham, hakol chachamimeim, other people, this is and it's an aberration. It's a yoytzim and a klal. Pump this child knows how to darshan, ma'isim recover. But this is not something that's going to recur. It's not something you have to worry about. And as a result, yeah, you want to tell me this psukim that don't shtim beseder. So Chananya made it on Havoidus HaKodesh to reconcile all those psukim. But something like this is not going to happen again. It's not something you have to worry about. So the Gemara says, we're talking so much about chashmal, my chashmal. Now, the Gemara doesn't mean my chashmal. Okay, it's something that you're not allowed to learn. It seems interesting. Fires are coming down from heaven. So, nu adar abba, let's learn chashmal. The Gemara just sees my chashmal. But it wasn't me. What's the pirish hamila of the word chashmal? Amr Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda said, it's an acronym. It's made up of a few words. Chayos. These are chayos hakoidesh, as in malachim. Ish. Their fire, memalalois, comes out from their speech. Rashi. Ish yoytze midibura. When they talk, fire emerges from their mouth. So, there's different malachim, different madregos, but the chashmal is from the chayis hakodesh, that when they talk, eish is yoytze. The masnis atom a different shot. The reason they're called chashmal is milosh and ish itim chashois, sometimes they're quiet, and itim and malalois, sometimes they talk. So chashmal is milosh and chash and mal. Chash is to be quiet, and mal is to talk. What does it depend? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks, chash is there quiet, out of respect. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not talking, that's when they talk. The Pasuk says, Yecheskel Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudalin, again, all part of the Merkava. So Yecheskel has this mara of the Merkava, and he sees the chayos, and they're rotzoi v'shoiv. They're going and they're coming. Kimareya bozak, and it looks like a bozak. So everyone says, what does this all mean? My rotsi v'shoif. Amr Rav Yehuda ku'ur ha'yoytze mipiakivshin. It looked like fire that comes out of a furnace. It's like if you open up the door of a furnace, the fire is going to like shoot out. So that's what the malachim were. They were coming, shooting out, and then quickly retreating. My kimareya bozak. Amr Rav Yehuda b'chanina. Another marshal. Ku'ur ha'yoytze mibein acharasim. So if you have a goldsmith, so he'll take earthenware shards, he'll make holes in them, and the fire shoots up from between these holes. Rashi explains a little bit what the metzias is, but either way, that's the mashal trying to describe a little bit. The nimshal, of course, is the ma'aseh merkava. The pasuk says, va'era. Cheskel says, I saw. Vihine ruach sa'ara. There was a wind. Bominatzof, and it was coming from the north. Onan gadol. Ve'ish mislakachas v'noiga lo yisavir. But this wasn't just a wind. It was a wind that had a very large cloud. This fire. U'mitoicho ke'ina chashmal mitoicho ish. And then from within that, the chashmal was there. So the Gemara says, Lahecha nozol. Where was it going? So this is all part of Yecheskel's nevuah. Where was this going? Rav Yudah said the name of Rav. Shaholach lichbosh kol olam kulu tachas nevuchanetzar. It was going to help Nevuchanetzar conquer the world. This was a wind that was coming to aid and abet Nevuchanetzar. Why? Why would this wind, with the chashmal, no less, come to assist Nevuchanetzar? The reason is because Nevuchanetzar was destined to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem wanted to protect the dignity of the Jewish people. He said, I understand the Yidden deserve, Avidazar, Gilaraya, Shvichas Damim. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev. But at the same time, I don't want that when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it's destroyed by some mediocre Malchus. So therefore Hashem says, I need to first build up Nevuchanetzar. Build Nevuchanetzar up. Let him become, one of the kings that was Moshe the keeper. Let him become one of these powerful kings. Then he's going to take down the Jews. Not because I care about Nevuchanetzar, but mipnei kvoidon she Yisrael. That's the right way to do it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi garam li she'eya shamash lo evdei psilim. Who's the one that caused me to have to assist the evdei psilim? Avoy nesem shal Yisrael hingram litzkos odi aver. Meaning Hashem says, why did Nebuchadnezzar have so much success? Because he was going to have to I wanted to help Nebuchadnezzar, but because he was going to be the one that was going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so it's for that reason, this was something that I had no choice to do. It's interesting because there's many places in Shas where the Gemara talks about the majesty of Nebuchadnezzar. Bederech HaFlogo, there's different things that Chazal talk about Nebuchadnezzar and what a great king he was. And the question is why? This Gemara might be a little bit insightful. We're bringing out the greatness of Nebuchadnezzar Pasha to protect the dignity of the Yidden. Shlo yomer umay sa'olam biat uma shvala masra kadosh baruch hu hasban. So again, we're going through psukim and ma'aseh merkava. Right, the heading to this part of the daf is in darshim and ma'aseh merkava, and then the Gemara goes in a little bit into ma'aseh merkava. But of course, what we're doing is not being mispainin, and we're just pasha reading the Gemara. But either way, the era ha'chayos v'hinei oifan echad ba'aretz etzal ha'chayos. So Yecheskel says, I saw the chayos, and there was one oifan that was Ba'aretz, right? The Ifanim, one of these Malachim. So it's on the ground, but it's also Eitzel Achayas. So how's it possible? Omer Rabbalaz said, Malach Echad Shu Oymed Ba'aretz, the Malach's feet was Ba'aretz, but he was so tall that V'roishoy Magia Eitzel Achayas, that his head was all the way up by the Chayas. Masin Satana, Bryce says, Handalfin Shma, that this Oifan that Yecheskel saw is none other than the Malach Sandalfin, Hagavoya Mechaveroi, who's much taller than his friends. How much taller? Mahale Chomish Meyashan. The distance, we're measuring height, but the difference in height is the amount of distance that would take 500 years to travel. This Malach Sandalfin stands behind the Merkava, the Koysher Ksarim Lakoinoi, and he ties, he braids crowns for his creator. Faith Gemara Eini, is that so? There's a Malach that is braiding crowns to give his creator. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, Baruch Kvoid Hashem Mimikoimoi. Right, what did the Malachim say? Baruch Kvoid Hashem Mimikoimoi. We don't know where Hashem is, but wherever he is, Baruch. Mechlad Mimikoimoi, like the other way. It sounds like the Malachim don't know where he is. Because if the Malachim knew where he is, what do you mean Mimikoimoi? Wherever, not wherever, you know where. Elamai, they don't know where he is. If they don't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so how could you be making a crown to put on the Roish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they don't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? So the Gemara says, Amar Hashem Ataka. What they do is they say Hashem, like one of these, their Mashpia, V'oz of Yasabereish, and that causes this crown to end up on the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel says, that's pshat in what we say. Rabbeinu Hananel says, we say this every day, but this is the pshat, Shemaskirim b'chol yoyim Yisrael b'tfilosom, keseh yitnu l'cha, malochim hamoine malo. So Rabbeinu Hananel had a minig where people said keser every day. Today, many shuls don't say it ever, but there was a minig once upon a time to say keser b'chol yoyim, keseh yitnu l'cha, malochim hamoine malo. This is the rest of the story. It's Sandalfoin, and there's this idea that he's the melech that's oimed me'achiri ha-merkava v'koysher ksarim l'koynoi, and that's the keseh yitnu l'cha malachim ha-moynei malach. Zok t'gemar. So Yecheskel had this great nevuah. He saw the merkava. Zok t'gemar amar rab. Kol shero Yecheskel ro yishai. Everything Yechezkel saw, Yeshayah saw. It's fascinating. That really the whole Merkava that Yechezkel saw, Yeshayah also saw. Yeshayah saw everything Yechezkel saw. It's the my Yechezkel doima. But Cheskel's compared to a Ben Kfar Shiraz HaMelech. He's a villager that sees the king for the first time. He never saw the king. He saw the king. Okay. Ulamay Yeshaya Doima, the Ben Krach Shiraz HaMelech. He lives in the big city. He always sees the king. For Yecheskel, this was something that was very far. He had never seen anything like this. So when he saw it, he was so overwhelmed. He was so bewildered that Yecheskel Perek Aleph is all about this Mice of Recovery. He wrote about it in such a dramatic way. Abi Yeshaya was a Ben Krach Shiraz HaMelech. And that's why Yeshaya didn't write about it in the same way that Yecheskel did. Abi Be'etzem? Kol shero Yecheskel ro Yeshaya. So even though it's Ras Hashivcha Bayom Mashaloi ro Yecheskel ben Buzi Me'olam, we always talk about it in the terms of Yecheskel, but this is Rava's important asterisk to that Chazal. Really, we could have said Ras Hashivcha Bayom Mashaloi ro Yeshaya Me'olam, but Yeshaya didn't talk about it as much. Yecheskel did, and therefore it ends up being attributed as the Nevuah of Yecheskel. Another very interesting thing is that, you know, the Gemara says, Chazal say that Nevuah had to be in Eretz Yisrael. But there's one very notable exception to the rule, Yecheskel. Yecheskel had Nevuah outside of Eretz Yisrael as well. And it's a big discussion why. The Mechilta says, because Yecheskel started singing Nevuah in Chutz Laretz, and if someone starts singing Chutz Laretz, you could be Mamshik, you continue singing Eretz Yisrael. This Nevuah of Yecheskel Perek Aleph was a Nevuah that Yecheskel saw in Chutz Laretz. He saw this Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. Maybe that's a little bit of a knetch in what Yecheskel saw versus what Yeshaya saw. It's true, Yecheskel saw everything that Yeshaya saw, and Yeshaya saw everything that Yecheskel saw. But Yecheskel saw it in Chutz Laretz. He saw it in a world of V'anoichi haster aster ponet b'yei mahu. In that world, Yecheskel was able to see everything that he saw. Yeshaya saw it when it was Shonim Kitikunam. Right, what comes to mind is the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of Esther, where the Vilna Gaon says that even though the Ness of Chanukah was theoretically a greater miracle than the Ness of Purim, but at the same time, we make a bigger deal about the Ness of Purim. And the Gaon says the reason is because the Ness of Chanukah happened in Eretz Yisrael. The Ness of Eretz Yisrael ain't a chiddush kol kach. That's his lashon. It's not such a chiddush. In Chutz Laretz, a much bigger chiddush, because Chutz Laretz is a place of hesed upon him. And that there could be a miracle in Chutz Laretz, that's aggressor a chiddush. So it could be the Nevu of Yecheskel's aggressor a chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush. Maybe he didn't see more. Ab in Hilchis chiddush, a Nevu in Eretz Yisrael ain't a chiddush kol kach. Ab in Nevu in Chutz Laretz, that's such an aggressor a chiddush. But either way, Omar Rav, a very important chazal that sometimes gets forgotten. Kol shero Yecheskel, ro Yeshaya. Zok the Gemara Vayta, Omar Yishlokish. Mind the Chilas Pshan, the Pasuk that says, Oshiro Lashem, ki go oy go. This is at the Shira that the Yidden said at the Yamsov. Shira lemi shemizgah lagei. Oshiro Lashem, Klai Yisrael said, we're going to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's go oy go. Go is mi lashen gaiva. But what does it mean, go oy go? Why the double lashen? Lemi shemizgah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is misgoe ala geim, on top of the people that have got the king of the animal kingdom is Dari, it's the lion. Melech Shebe Behemoth, who's the king of all the behemoths? Shar, he's the ox. Melech Shebe Oifis, who's the king of the birds? Nesher, the eagle. The other misgoe aleim, but a person has gaiva over them. Va'kadosh Baruch Hu misgoe al kulam, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is misgoe on all of them. And the entire world, and that's Oshir Lashem Ki Goy Go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just Misgoya, but he's Misgoya Al Hagayin. He's Misgoya on top of all the other people that are Misgoya. The Ari, the Shor, the Nesher, the Odom who's Misgoya on them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misgoya on everybody else. Zok the Gemara. So again, on the topic of Merkava, Kasav Echad, there's one passage that says, Udmus Pineyem. Pnei Adam. So Yecheskel sees the Chayos, and he sees their face. And the dmus of their face was Pnei Adam, Upnei Arye Elayomin La'arbotayim, Upnei Shor Mehasmol La'arbotam. So the Pasuk is describing four faces, and what these four faces look. What we need is one of the faces is a Shor. There's another Pasuk that says, and this is already after the Merkava, Perik Yud, Pasuk Yudal, Barba Ponim Le'echol, one of these Chayas had four faces, Pnei Echa Pnei Akruv, Pnei Hasheni Pnei Adam, Vashlishi Pnei Arye, Varuvi Pnei Neshev, Yilu Shor Loike Chashiv, it doesn't mention Shor, so we have a Stira, was there a Shor or not Shor? Omer Shlokish, Shlokish said, Yecheskel, Bikish Olav Rach, meaning Yecheskel saw the Merkava, he saw the face of a Shor, but he davened, because the Shor is what? The Shor is a Shor Shenogach. But more specifically, the Shor Yecheskel thought is going to be Maskir HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Chet HaEgel.
the ain kateger nasas aneger, that you should have the cheta egel or a reminder of it so close, literally by the merkava. So yecheskel daven and yecheskel daven. Right, we learned the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says, when do you say ain kateger nasas aneger lefnim? Only something that's an avoidas pnim. Right, that's why the Kohen Gadol was able to wear gold on Yom Kippur when he didn't enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's when he went lefnim, lefnai v'lefnim. That's when he wasn't allowed to wear gold. Because the whole idea of Ein Kateger Nasas Aneger is when you're lefnim. So, Yecheskel sees mamish lefnim shal mechitzas shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Merkava Alein. Yecheskel sees what? He sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this Pnei Shor. So he says, this is the greatest Ein Kateger Nasas Aneger possible. So he davened v'hofcha l'kruv. And Hashem changed the face of the Shor into a kruv. Amar l'fon ribayin shal oilam kateger yasas aneger. My kruv, what's kruv? Amar Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu said, k'ravyo. It had the face of a child. She came b'bavel. In Bavel, Koyrin, Liyanuka, Ravi. They would refer to a Tina, like a child, as a Ravi. Amalei Rapapa Labayu. So Rapapa told Labayu, could that be Elmi Abdi? The Pasuk says, Pnei Echa, Pnei Akro. One of the faces looked like a crow. Pnei Asheni, Pnei Adam. It looked like a person. Vashlishi, Pnei Ayuther was alive. Aravi, Pnei Nash, was an eagle. Hainu, Pnei Krov, Hainu, Pnei Adam. If the definition of Krov is a person, it's a child, so that means two of the faces look the same. The one says, no, Api Ravi, Api Zotri. Pnei Adam means the face of an adult. Pnei Kruv is the face of a child. Kasav Echadim, one pasuk says, Sheish Knofayim Le'echad. That each one of the Srafim have six wings. Kasav Echadim, there's another pasuk that says, V'arba Ponim Le'echad, V'arba Knofayim Le'echad. That one of them had, that they had four faces and they had four wings. So did they have six wings or did they have four wings? So the Gemara says, like, Kasha, Kambis Beis Amikdash, Kambis Man, Beis Amikdash, Kain, Kambis Man, Sheim Beis Amikdash, Kain. When there's a Beis Amikdash, six wings. And when there's no Beis HaMikdash, kaviyochel shenesmatu kanfei achayos, the chayos, they lose two of their wings. The Gemara says, haimineum imit, which one of the two did they lose? Amrav Chanan, Amrav Chanan, said the name of Rab, oisin sha'imra shiris behem. It's the two wings with which they sing shir. Ksivach, the pasuk says, ubishtayim yo'ifeif. And then it says, v'korozal zeve, omar kodesh, 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 Hashem tzvokos. So, the pasuk describes the two that are yo'ifeif, and they're the ones that the Malachim used to sing Shira, because if it says, Hatoif einechaboy ve'enenu. So Hatoif, the ones that are Yo'ifeif, they're the ones that are einenu. They're the ones that are not here. They're the ones that were taken away at the time of the Churban. Rabbanan Amid Rabbanan say, Oysen shemechasas ben ragleim. The ones that the Malachim used to cover their feet, the ones that, the wings that cover the legs, those are the ones that were taken away. Shemem, the pasuk says, Ragleim regal yishar. That Yecheskel saw the legs of the Malachim. What's the kash? V'id lav de imut, were it not for the fact that they were taken away, how would he have seen them? Meaning, the knafayim should have been covering the legs. Must be, those are the wings that weren't there. But the Gemara says, how do you know that? Duma diglai v'chazi, like, maybe the malachim, somehow, they lifted their wings, and that's what, because if you're not going to tell me that, it says Yecheskel also saw the mus pnei pnei adam, he saw their face. See, you're going to tell me, because the wings that covered their face were taken away? Meaning, if the wings that would cover their feet were taken away, and the wings that cover their face were taken away, so then they would be missing more than two wings. We know they're only missing two wings. So what does that mean? Elo diglai v'chazilei. Must be they exposed their face a little bit by removing their wings. No, hachinami diglai v'chazilei. Maybe here too, it means the same thing. But the Gemara says, hachi hashtid, there's no right. Bishlam api, bishlam in the face, oyrecharu l'glui kami rabi. It makes sense that the malachim there in the presence of the Shekhinah, so they may expose their face. That's a normal thing to do. A bekare, to expose your legs, that's not respectful. And because it's not respectful, it's not mistaber that this is something that they would have done. So if Yecheskel saw their feet, must be that the wings that were taken away were the wings that covered their face. Exhale. So this was a very long daf, a very intense daf. Also a lot of daf with related raid bites. So there's a lot of raid that we're not going to get into, but just give a table of contents to some of the raid that we have here and some of the topics that we glossed over is, number one, we just learned the Gemara, that the Gemara says that one pasuk describes the Malachim as having six wings, and there's another pasuk that describes the Malachim as having only four wings. So was it six or was it four? So the Gemara says, Loi kasha, kam bizman she beis hamikdash hayakayim, kam bizman she ein beis hamikdash hayakayim. When there was a beis hamikdash, it was six. And then when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, kaviyachol nismatu, two of the wings were taken away. So we have two related raid bites on this idea, meaning what were the two wings that were taken away? So we mentioned many times b'shem de Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon says baruch shem kivoyd malchusay la'olam vahed. That pasuk has six words. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, two of the words of baruch shem kivoyd malchusay la'olam vahed were taken away. Which two words? Kivoyd Malchusai. So we have a rabbi titled Baruch Shem Kvayim Malchusai Loilam Vod. We have another rabbi titled Be'inyan Ein Oinin Amen Be'mikdash. And they're both Nogeya, that Vilna Goyen Yesoid, that the idea of Sheish Knafayim and Arba Knafayim somehow ties into the pasuk of Baruch Shem Kvayim Malchusai Loilam Vod. Another idea that we glossed over in the daf is Toisvis on daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph gets involved in discussing who exactly the famous poet Rabbi Elazar HaKalir was. So there was a famous Python, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, Yomanei Ra'im, Slichas, so many of the piyutim that we have on Yontif, they all come from the Kalir, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. So the question is, who was Rabbi Elazar HaKalir? So we have two rabbis discussing who Rabbi Elazar HaKalir was. Another thing in the daf that we have a raid bite on is the Gemara mentioned that the distance that it would take to travel from the Oretz to the Shamayim is Mahalech Chamesh Meyoshana. And we have a raid bite that's titled The Bracha of the Scholars of Pumpadisa. It's a classic Chassam Sofer in Drashas, where the Chassam Sofer teaches the Pasuk L'man Yirbu Yemeichem V'Yemei V'Neichem Alo Adama Ki Me'a Shamayim Alo Oretz. Based on this Gemara, Ayin Shom, Dvarim Neflam. But as it relates to today's raid, so we'll mention two Ha'aras if we have time, then maybe we'll mention a third. And that is, so the Gemara mentioned on Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan had a Talmud Rabbi Elazar. And he told Rabbi Elazar, Ta Agmurach B'Maisim Merkava. Come, I want to teach you the Maisim Merkava. Amalei, so he told him, Leik Hashoy, I'm not old enough. And then the Gemara said he got older. And he was really of age where he could have learned the Maisa Merkava, but at that point, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't alive anymore. So Rav Asi, who was also a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, he went to Rabbi Elazar and he said, you know, I know that the Rebbe wanted to teach you Maisa Merkava. You weren't old enough at the time. Now you are. The Rebbe's not alive. Let me teach you. So he told him, obviously it wasn't bashert for me to know, because if I would have known, I would have learned it from the Rebbe. And as a result, he declined. He said, I'm not going to learn the Maisa Merkava. It's mavur in the Gemara that in order for a person to learn Maisa HaMerkava, it's not enough to be a chacham u'mevin midaita. But the person would have to achieve a certain age as well. I mean, you have to be a certain age in order to be able to learn the Maisa HaMerkava. So the question is, what is that age? So Rabbeinu Chananel Alatar on the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Elazar to Agmarach Maisa Merkava, Amalei, he told him, Loi kashi, I'm not old enough. Kuloimar, what did he mean to say? Eini ben chamishim shana. He meant to say, I'm not 50 years old yet. Says Rabbeinu Chananel that the age that a person would have to be in order to learn Maisa HaMerkava is, he would have to be 50 years old. The Shach in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and this is in Yerideya Simin, Reish Mem Vav, Siv Katan Vav. So he talks about learning Chachmas HaNister, Torah HaKabbalah. And at the very end he says as follows, V'yesha Kasfu, there are those that say, Shaloi Lilmoy Kabbalah, that a person shouldn't learn Kabbalah, Adji Yehei Ben Arbam Shana, until he turns 40 years old. K'moysha Kasav, it's a Mishnah Novice, Ben Arbam Labina, that a person has to be 40 years old, in a person doesn't really understand until he's 40. So if you don't really understand until you're 40, you shouldn't be learning Sisrei Torah. V'shegam shetzarech kedusha, v'tahayra, v'zrizos, v'nekiyos lazeh. Meaning it requires a lot of prerequisites. And as a result, says the Shach, yesha kasfu, person shouldn't do it until he's older, until he's more mature. Specifically, until he has bina, and what's the age? Until he turns 40. So at first glance, it would seem that the Shach is going not like this Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Elazar, come, I want to teach you Maisa Merkava. He told him, I'm not old enough. So Rabbeinu Chananel, how old would you have to be? You would have to be 50. The Shach says that when it comes to learning Teres HaSoy, Teres HaNistar, you have to be a certain age. How old do you have to be? You would have to be 40. But the truth is, it's not Muchach, that it's a contradiction. Because our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, were discussing Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava is not just Teres HaKabbalah. It seems to be a sif cotton in Teres HaKabbalah that Chazal would describe as Dover Gadol. Ein Darshan b'Maisa Merkava b'yachad. So Maisa Merkava maybe is 50, like Rabbeinu Chananel says. The Shach says, as it relates to understanding Teres HaKabbalah, for that a person would have to be a certain age. What age would the person have to be? The person would have to be, he would have to be 40 years old. Now, it's interesting. The Shach said, what's the Makarta 40? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ben Arbam Labina. Where's this Mishnah? In Avos, it's at the end of the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Ben Arbam Labina. The truth is that the Mishnah also says, Ben Chamishim Le'etza. So it would seem that when a person turns 40, so he develops from an intellectual perspective to the point that Chazal say, oh, now you're a Ben Arbam Labina. When a person turns 50,
it's another stage in his intellectual maturation. And the person goes now from being just someone that's shayach to Bina, but now he's someone that's shayach to Eitzah as well. So it's Ben Arbon LeBina, and it's Ben Chamishim LeEitzah. The point is, you see these two Zmanim, you see these two Shiurim. The Shach says 40 as it relates to Kabbalah, Ben Arbon LeBina. The Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel said that 50 as it relates to the halachos of Merkava, based on the fact, presumably, that the Mishnah says, Ben Chamishim Le'etzah, because that's the next step in terms of maturation as it relates to understanding things that are intellectual in nature. But one thing is clear, that in order for a person to be able to learn Torah HaKabbalah, it's not enough that he's a chacham u'meva midaita. It's not enough, like the Shach says, that this person has kedusha and tahira, and he has rizos and nikios. In order for a person to be able to learn Torah HaKabbalah, he has to be a certain age. What's the age? The Shach said 40. We have Rabbeinu Chananel. That seems to be a source that maybe the age is even older than that. The age is going to be 50. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Rav David Yoel Weiss, so he says that could be, this is the pshat, in a Balaturim. The Balaturim is in Parashas Vayeshev. The Pasuk says, everyone knows this Pasuk, V'Yisrael Ohaves Yosef Mikol Bonav. Yisrael, as in Yaakov Avinu, he loved Yosef more than all his brothers. Why? Ki ben zekunim hulai. Because he was a ben zekunim, V'asoloi k'sainis pasim. So what did he do for Yosef? He was his beloved son. He made for him a k'sainis pasim. Zok to Balaturim. Ben zekunim hulai. Those four words, ben zekunem huloi, soifei tevois, if you look at the last letters in each one of those words, is the word amoin. That's what it means. Shemasaloi sisrei Torah. And amoin is a remes to the fact that Yaakov gave Yosef sisrei Torah. Shenem arba, the pasuk says, mishlei perikhes, ve'eye etzloi amoin, ve'eye shashuim. And amoin over there means, says the Balaturim, sisrei Torah. So amoin means sisrei Torah. Ben zekunim huloi is soifei tevois amoin. So what does it mean? The Yisrael of the Yosef mikol bonav ki ben zekunim huloi va'asloi k'sainis pasim. What was the k'sainis pasim? Shemasaloi sisrei Torah. And then the Baal Turim continues. He says the word zekunim, ben zekunim, is begematria roz. The gematria is 207, which is the gematria of roz. And again, this is a remes shemasaloi rozei Torah, that he gave him rozei Torah. So what was the k'sainis pasim? It was rozei Torah. We have a related rate bite on this as well from the Chassam Sofer, that the Ksainis Pasim is the Shem HaMemunah La Parnasa, and that's why Yosef HaTzadik was the Mashber. He was the one that literally was able to support the entire world. What gave Yosef HaTzadik the ability to be the Mashber? That he's literally, the entire world is starving and there's a hunger, and somehow Yosef is outsmarting intellectually the entire world, Bin Yonei Parnasa. What gave him that Koyach? It was Va'asoloi Ksainis Pasim. And Chazal say he gave him Razi Torah. But what was the Razi Torah? It was the Shem HaMemunah La Parnasa. This is the Chassam Sofer. Right, so the Chassam Sofer says, how come it took so long until Yosef finally became the Mashber? Why didn't it happen right away? So he said, because Yosef was embroiled in this whole Inyan of Machloikis together with his brothers. And that's where the Chassam Sofer quotes the Shlach HaKadosh, who says, because Machloikis Achas is Doichem Meir Parnassus. And that's why, even though it's true he had the Ksainis Pasim, and really he had all the Kalim that he needed to be the Mashber, but because of the Machloikis, it took time until it played out. But says the Balaturim, Ben Zekunem Hulayis Soifei Tefais Amoin. Amoin is a pasuk in Mishlei Perichas pasuk Lamin, means Sisrei Torah. That's who remez that what was the Ksainis Pasim? The Ksainis Pasim was Sisrei Torah. And again, Zekunim is Begematria Reish Zayin, which is Roz means the secrets. Shemasaloi Sisrei Torah. So David Yoel said, isn't it interesting that where did Chazal give Remozim to Sisrei Torah? It's in the words ki ben zekunem huloi. It's not even in the Ksainis Pasim. The Ksainis Pasim are the Sisrei Torah of the Pasuk. Ki ben zekunem huloi is the reason he gave him the Ksainis Pasim. But it says ki ben zekunem huloi, says Rav David Yoel Weiss. What's the pshat? Why would ki ben zekunem huloi, those words, be the words to reference Sisrei Torah? What does ben zekunem have to do with Sisrei Torah? So maybe this is a remez to what the Shach says, and what Rabbeinu Chananel says, and really it's a Gemara. That the Gemara says that a person has to be a zaken. You have to have a certain level of zikna. Now, you don't have to be Ben Shivim and Ben Shmoinim, but you have to have some level of Zikna in order for a person to learn Sisrei Torah. And that's why in the words Ben Zekunem Ulai, is Merum is the idea of Sisrei Torah. Ad Kan Dvorov Sherol David Yoel Weishli. But there's one kash on all this raid, I think. And that is, if there's a halacha psuka based on a Gemara, L'chura, that a person has to be a certain age in order for him to learn Sisrei Torah. So how is it possible that throughout the ages there were people that were not 40 and certainly weren't 50 that learned Sisrei Torah? And just to mention a few, Darizal, who was literally Rabban Shel Kol HaMikubalim, passed away before his 40th birthday. The Ramchal, who was also Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaMikubalim 200 years later, he too, I don't think, turned 40. And really, the biggest plea is Yosef HaTzadik. How old was Yosef? Yosef was 17 years old. When the pasuk says, "V'Yisrael aves Yosef mikol banav ki ben zekunim hulai va'aso loyksayin es pasim," and this means what? Aso loyksayin es pasim. He gave him Sisrei Torah. And ki ben zekunim hulai. That's a remez that you have to have zikna in order to be able to get. And what zikna? The Shach says 40. Rabbi Chananel says 50. But the point is, Yosef HaTzadik himself is only 17 years old. So if you're telling me that even if you have kedusha and taira and zrizos and akiyos, but there's a tanah, you have to be a zaken. Okay, you have to be a zaken. You have to be a zaken. Rabbi Lazo was too young, so Dariza wasn't, and Ramchal, and Yosef HaTzadik, and there are others. So what's Pashup Shat? L'chayret einay oimer ela dershuni. So of course, this whole noise, this whole topic is very, very much above our pay grade. But maybe we could say, lulei de mistafino, and that is, we all know, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, harei ani kiven shivim shana, v'lo yisachisi, sheteyam ritiyas mitzrayim, ba'lei leis achadar shem enzayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that I'm kiven shivim shana. So, wait, was he 70 or was he not 70? So the Gemara says that really Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 18 years old. But because of a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had to become the Nasi. And because he had to become the Nasi, he had to look the part as well. Problem is, he was a younger man. He looked very, very young. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a miracle that happened. Suddenly his beard turned white. He had a beautiful hadras upon him. And that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant when he said, Harei ani kivem shivim sham. That's the Pashup Pshat in the Mishnah. There's another Pshat that's well known, in the name of Darizal, that Darizal said that really Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 18 years old. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had the neshama of Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi, we know, lived until he was 52. And that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant. He said, really, I'm a younger man. But harei ani kiven shivim shana. Because really, I was born on top of the mountain. I was born with the neshama of Shmuel HaNavi. And if you take Shmuel HaNavi's 52 years, and my 18 years, so I'm really 70 years old. And he said, that's what he meant when he said, harei ani kiven shivim shana. But if you look in the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, and this Mishnah, we know it from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, but really, it's the last Mishnah of the first parak of Masechtas Brachos. If you look at the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnah is, the Rambam says as follows, and it's just kedai to hear l'shoynoi hazov shal HaRambam. V'ulam, ma sha'amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah harei ani kivem shivim shana. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said harei ani kivem shivim shana, v'lo yomar, he didn't say ben shivim shana. Ki, lo yohaya ben shivim, because he really wasn't 70 years old. Elo tsoir layomim hoya. He was a younger man. Obavahaya marba lishnois. He used to spend a lot of time learning the Lilmoid, the Likros Yoim Velayla, Ad Ashetosh Ashkoichoi, until he became Shvach. And here's the punchline: the Nizrika boy Seva, and the Eibushter gave him Seva, the Chazar Kizokim Ben Shivim Shana. And he became like a Zokin that was 70 years old. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Areya Ben Shivim Shana. He was 18 years old, he was a younger man. Oh, but he learned so much. And he was marbelishnois, vilumoid, vilikris yoim velaylo, adashetosh ashkoichoi, vinizriko boy seva. And he got seva. It's mavur in the Rambam that it's possible for a person to learn so much Torah that he can actually get seva. And that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, harei ani kiven shivim shana. He's not 70 years old, but he's kiven shivim shana. It's not a melitza. If it's in a mishnah, it's real. It has to be something that's real. It's a dover ruchni. There's a concept that a person can be 18, but he can be kiven shivim shana. Because there's an idea a person can learn so much Torah, achin nizrika boy sefer, until he's given sefer, and he somehow becomes an older person. It could be that with tzaddikim, that's true, they weren't 40, based on the birth certificate. And they weren't 50, but at the same time, because of the fact that they were marba, lishnois, lilmoid, likrois, yoivalaila, adashetoshash koichoi, it was v'nizrika by seva. They were bebchina zokein. They were bebchina seva. The Ramchal, the Arizal, Yosef HaTzadik. Now you can ask me, so why Rabbi Lazar? But the bottom line is, there is such a concept. There is such a Musik. It's clear, by the way, in the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar didn't want to learn Kabbalah, right? Could be this was just an answer. It was a teretz. It was an excuse. But that's a kasha regardless. But in terms of just being miyashiv, this idea of how it's possible that there were people that were not zekenim, but at the same time, miskenim as boinon, they were being misboinon in things that really only skenim are supposed to be misboinon in. How is that possible? How is this something that they were allowed to do? The teretz is maybe based on this new hagdara of the Rambam's understanding of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hare anikiv and shivim shana, that a person could learn so much Torah at shetosha, and it's a real thing, and that's just I feel like I'm 70. That's what the Mishnah is saying. I feel like I'm 70. There's a bechina, a metzias ruchni of kiven shivim shana. And if there's such a metzias ruchni of kiven shivim shana, maybe that's the pshat. That's the first aura. Second aura, I heard from Yedid Nafshi, from Levi Chomsky, and that is with a little bit of an introduction. The Gemara says in Masechtas Soita, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Gaif is a very, very bad thing, right? We all know that. But the Gemara says in Soita Dafei, Amar Rav Chiya bar Rashi, Amar Rav. Rav Chiya bar Rashi said in the name of Rav that even though Gaif is something, you run to the other side of the world. But Talmud Chacham Tzorach Shehei by Echad Mishmoyne B'Shminas. He said the Talmud Chacham is supposed to have a little bit of Gaif. How much Gaif is he supposed to have? A Shmina Sheb Shminas. Everybody tries to understand what does it mean, Shmina Sheb Shminas, right? A Shmina Sheb Shminas, right? What does that mean? See, the Kotzker Rebbe used to say that today the Bali Gaiva, they fashtein as we make hoban a Shmina Sheb Shminas, but you know, they just don't measure so good. And as a result, they end up having a little bit more Gaiva. Because Abyssal Gaiva you are allowed to have, so you have to measure. Shmina Sheb Shminas says, Yeridus Adoiris, Mekenanish Mestin Azoy Git, Azoy Vida Free of the Gedoiris. That's what the Kotzker Rebbe used to say. But either way, there is a certain amount of Gaiva that a person's allowed to have. And that gaiva is what's known as a Shmina Sheb Shmina. So again, the question is, what does it mean Shmina Sheb Shmina? So it's Yudua that the Vilna Gaon said that if you look at the 8th parasha in the Torah, it's Parashas Vayishlach. The 8th pasuk in Parashas Vayishlach is Yaakov Avinu talking when he said, Kotointi mikola chasodemu mikola emes ashrasi so esavdecha. So the Gaon said that really, if you think about this pasuk, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Why? What was Yaakov Avinu saying? Yaakov Avinu just had a whole bunch of chasodem, and he turns to the Eibush and he says, Kotointi mikola chasodem mikola emes. I feel so small. You mean you did so many wonderful things for me? I lost all my schosim. It depleted all my savings. I have nothing left anymore. Ich hab gar nicht time, and I'm worried. Kotointi mikola chasodem mikola emes asher. Right, this is Yaakov Avinu's famous line. The guy said that if you think about it, was Yaakov really right when he said that? Meaning, Yaakov Avinu had all these chasadim. All the chasadim that happened to Yaakov happened because of Yaakov's own schosim. Maybe it happened because of schosavus. Yaakov Avinu had a father, Yitzchak. Yitzchak had a father, Avram. Right, you tell somebody, you give him a compliment, you give him a naches report. What does he usually say? A humble person would say, schus office. Yaakov Avinu had very heilig office. His father was Yitzchak, his zayda was Avram Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, kotointi mikol ha-chasad mikol ha-emes, ichob garnish, you know why? Because I depleted all my schusim. Yaakov said the Vilna Gaon, you depleted all your schusim, you're making a major assumption that everything that happened, happened because of your schusim. Maybe what happened didn't happen because of your schosim. Maybe it happened because of the schosim of your father and your zayda. And if that's the case, you didn't lose anything. Because all the chasadim that happened had nothing to do with your schosim. And said the Goyen, that really you would think in Hilchas Anovo, that would have been the right cheshman. From Yaakov to be an Anov, and Yaakov to say that all the chasadim that happened didn't happen because of schos atzmi, but rather all the chasadim that happened because schos avis, and as a result, the chabavis, I'm doing, I'm fine, I have everything I always had. So the Goyen said that Vaistois, Yaakov held that in Anova, the cheshman he was making was a better cheshman. How so? He said because by saying that all the chasadim that happened because of his own schosim, the net result is going to be that today he has nothing. And it's better for a person to say that the chasadim that happened to me yesterday happened to my own schosim, if as a result of that what's going to emerge is as haintachab garnish. Rather than say that all the schosim that happened yesterday happened because of schos avis, but if that's the case, haintachab bechepes. It's a little bit tief, but it's a great chab. So the Goyen said, right, Yaakov Avinu had schosim. So there's two ways you can look at it. He could say that all the schosim that happened with schos atzmi, but if that's the case, or you can say that all the schosim that happened be schos avis, and if that's the case, today I have something. I didn't lose anything. So in Hilchas Anova, what's the right derech? Is the right derech to say that everything that happened in the Avra was b'schus atzmi, which is a little gaivedig, or behind habich garnish, so today I'm a nothing, katoyti mikol chason mikol emes, or fakert, is the cheshbin in anov to say that everything that happened in the past for sure didn't happen because of me, because ich ben anonov? So it must have happened b'schus avos, but if that's the case, today I have something. So the goyin said, that's what the Gemara means. A Talmud Chacham shall have a little bit of gaiva. How much gaiva? Shmoinah shebashminas. What's the shmoinah shebashminas? What it's referring to is this idea that a person's allowed to say as hain pinuch garnish, if it means that all the chasodim that happened in his own schus, even though that's a little gaivedik to say that all the schusim happened in my own schus, but at the same time, if the net result is going to be today I don't have anything, that's okay. And what's the remez? The remez is shmoinah shebashminas. It's the eighth pasuk and the eighth parash in the Torah. The eighth parash in the Torah is vayishlach. The eighth pasuk is katoyti mikol chasodim mikol emes. This is dvarim yuduim. In the name of the Vilna Gaon. So Levi told me that he found another pshat. And this pshat is printed, if you have the blue Rabbi Kiva Eger's on Masechtas Bava Basra, so it's printed there in Bava Basra Daf Yod. It comes from the Ksav Yad of one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva Eger, who said that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva Eger, a different pshat in what Rabbi Chia Barashi Amar Rav meant when he said Talmud Chacham Tzorich Sheyehebay Echad. That is, we learned the Gemara today. The Gemara said, "Amar Reish Lakish." My dechsev. What's pshat in the pasuk that says, "Ashira Lashem ki ga'iga"? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not just ga, but he's ga'iga. Shira to me. Who is supposed to sing shira to the person that's misgah lagay? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not just ga'oi, but he's ga'i on top of the people that are gay. Amar ma. Melech shebechayo esari. Melech shebebehem moishar. Melech shebeoifes nasha. The other miskoy aleihem. A person has a right to be miskoy on top of the behemoths. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu miskoy al kulam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is miskoy, and then val kol oilam kulay. It's mavur in the Gemara that a person is allowed is miskoy al behemoths. That even though they're behemoths and there's an animal kingdom with a whole pecking order, a ba'oda miskoy aleihem. So Rabbi Kideger said that if you look in Sefer Tehillim, if you look in Perik Ches, Pasik Ches. So the Pasuk says like this. I'm starting Pasuk Zayin because really it's a continuation. Pasuk Zayin says, Tam shileu b'maisa yodecha. Man was given memshala on top of maisa yodecha. Kol shato tachas raglov. All the animals are tachas raglov. The Radak says, like the Pasuk says, umayrachem v'chitchem yi al kol chayos ha'aretz v'al kol oif ha'shamayim. Pasuk Ches, tsoine, miloshin tsoin, v'alofim, which is also a loshin of bakar, shkar alofecha, kulam, are all underneath, they're all under the memshala of man, v'gam bahamoy sadai, and the behemoths as well. So the Pasuk says that a person is tamshilei, on top of what? On tsoin, and shkar alofecha, v'gam behemoth sadai, a person has a right to be moshal and to be miskaya on top of the behemoths. What's the Makar to our Gemara? Chagigi Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Lashir Lashem Ki Goy Go. Adam is Misgoy Lachayas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misgoy Anef. So Rabbi Kiveger said that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have a Bissel Gaiva, a Brekel Gaiva. How much Gaiva? A Shmina Sheva Shminas. What does Shmina Sheva Shminas mean? It means our Gemara. It means a Talmud Chacham, a person, is allowed to have Gaiva on top of behemoths. That's what it means. And what's the Remez? The Remez is Shmina Sheva Shminas. Because the eighth Perek in Sefer Tehillim, and the eighth pasuk in Sefer Tehillim is Tam Shileyu on Soin and Shkar Olafecha V'gam Behemah Sodeh. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger said. So Rabbi Levi's Hergish was that the Anova of Rabbi Kiva Eger is legendary. It's legendary. Right? The Chassam Sofer said, this comes from the Chutam Mishulish. Quote, this is a quote from the Chassam Sofer. He said, Eini tonu yodeya ad heichan higia and v'sunusay shal Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. It says, we have no hasoga to understand the anov of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shna Torah mishabachta b'midazu. The Torah is mishabeach Moshe Rabbeinu with the mid of anova. B'chol zoi, stating that, im nistakil v'nizboinu b'Rabbeinu Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Chassam Sofer said, if we stop for a minute and we think about the anov of Rabbi Kiva Eger, meaning how great he was and the way he conducted himself, nuchal letzayer, we can have a visual, an image, l'chol apachis, manikra anova b'midah gedusha. End quote. The Chassam Sofer said, we have no asog in the novel of Moshe Rabbeinu. But he said, if somebody would pay attention to understand a little bit the anova of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. He'd be able to stand a little bit the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. And again, the anova of Rabbi Kiva Eiger is legendary. You go through the Hakdama to Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says that if you ever find one of my Tshuvas that I describe and I refer to one of my Talmidim as Talmidim, you should know it's a Toys Atfus, it's a Toys Sofer. He says, my whole life I never refer to a Talmud as a Talmud because I always said, Mi'oideya, if my Talmud learned more from me or if I learned more from him. And then Rabbi Kiva Eiger writes to his son that's going to work on all his Tshuvas and putting out his farm. He says, all the titles, I want you to take them out. Rabbi Kiva Eiger's anova was legendary. Rabbi Levi said, you want a knetch, a teeth kite in understanding that novel of Rabbi Kiva Eiger? The Gemara says that a person's allowed to have gaiva. How much gaiva? Shmoyda shebeshminis. And nobody understands what it means. Zok Rabbi Kiva Eiger, you want to know what it means? It means you can have gaiva over behemoths. Ki'ilu finu. There would have been a habamina that if a person's walking in the street and he sees a cat, Klappy the cat, you also have to have anova. And if you're in a farm and you see a cow, Klappy the cow, you also have to have anova. And if you see a ferret and a dog, you also have to have anova. Narvas, Talmud Chochem's a light of gaiva, shmoyne shebeshminis. It's dvarim nairoim. It's a sensitivity of anova that it's posh, you can't be masig. That's the anova of Kiva Eiger. This is mamash what Chassam Sofer said. It's a level of anova that we have no hasog in. It's such an unfathomable madrega that Rabbi Kiva Eiger should have azah hergish that the shmoinu shabishminis is vas. It's the fact that a person's miskal abehemis. Oh, does it? That's gaiva. What? You can't have gaiva klapi behemis. What does it mean anova to a behemah? To us, it doesn't mean a lot. But in the world of Oiskar B'tkait and Anov, Rabbi Kiva Eiger held it's a Chiddush. And that's Rabbi Chiya Barashi Amar Rav, that a Talmud Chacham has Gaiva and Shmoyne Shebet Shminis. It's based on this Pasuk, Tam Shileo B'maisi Yodecha Kol Shata Tachas Raglov Tzoyne V'alofim Kulam V'gam B'hamar Yisodais. Rabbi Levi just concluded and said as follows. He said, there's a Medrash. It's a Medrash Shoycha Toiv in the beginning of Sefer Tehillim. The Medrash says like this, quote, David HaMelech was the Meshubach Sheben Melachim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Meshubach Sheben Neviim. And Kol Masha Asa Moshe Asa David. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did, David HaMelech did. Moshe Hoitzi Es Yisrael Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. V'David Hoitzi Es Yisrael Mishubat Galis. David took the Yidden out of Galis. Moshe Asa Melchama B'Sichem V'Oi. Moshe Rabbeinu fought a war with Sichon and Oi. V'David Asa Melchama Kol Svivo. He fought with all his surrounding neighbors. Moshe Malach Al Yisrael Al Yehuda. Moshe Rabbeinu reigned on top of Yisrael and Yehuda. V'David Malach Al Yisrael V'Yehuda. Moshe Karli Yisrael Asayam. Moshe split the sea. V'David Karli Yisrael Asanaharos. Moshe Banim Mizbeach. V'David Banim Mizbeach. Zehikriv V'Zehikriv. Moshe Nosan Chamishay Chum Sheitayr LeYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to the Yidden. It was Chamishay Chum Sheitayr. It was made up of five svar. V'David Nosan Chamishay Svar Meshabat Tehillim LeYisrael. And then David Melch gave the Yidden Tehillim, and it's also made up of five svar. Moshe Beirach LeYisrael Ba'Ashrecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he benched Klal Yisrael, Ashrecha Yisrael Am Noisha Ba'Hashem. V'David Beirach LeYisrael Ba'Ashrei. And David HaMelech bench Klai Yisrael with Ashrei. The Medrash is Mashva. David HaMelech to Moshe Rabbeinu. Specifically, the Chamishei Chumshei Torah and Sefer Tehillim. The Chamishei Chumshei Torah is made up of five Svarim. Sefer Tehillim is made up of five Svarim. Moshe Beirach LeYisrael in the Torah Ba'Ashrecha Yisrael. And David, throughout Sefer Tehillim, is being Mevarich Yisrael with Ashrei. So Rabbi Levi said, Lefiza, this is another knetch in how David HaMelech's Tehillim mirrors the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Vilna Goyim was Megalatos. Then when Rav Chiya Barashi said in the name of Rav, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have on Gaiva, how much Gaiva? Shmoyne Shebeshminis. He said, what was it referring to? It was referring to a remez of Gaiva that Moshe Rabbeinu incorporated in the Torah. And where did he incorporate it in? In the Shmoyne Shebeshminis. It was the eighth parsha in the Torah, Parshas Vayishlach, and it's the eighth pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach. Katointi Mikola Chasod Mikola Emes. When David HaMelech gave Sefer Tehillim, he did the same exact thing. Like Rabbi Kiva Eiger was Megalatos. In Perik Ches, Pasik Ches, and Sefer Tehillim, Tam Shileu B'maisa Yodecha Kol Shata Tachas Raglam, Tzoyne V'arofel Kulam, V'gam Behem B'ham Yisodoy. Again, the Indian of Gaiva was a little bit of Gaiva that Talmud Chacham's allowed to have. This is David and Moshe. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was Miramis in the Shmoyne Shebishminis, the little bit of Gaiva that a Talmud Chacham's allowed to have, so too David HaMelech followed in that same lead. And he too was Megala in his Shmoyne Shebishminis, a little bit of Gaiva that a Talmud Chacham's allowed to have.